You know, that specific low-level dread that sets in when you are staring at row 4312 of a keyword export, like the cursor is just blinking at you.
Oh, yeah. It is a very visceral form of analysis paralysis.
Right. You've got the search volumes, the cost per click data, the difficulty scores, I mean, all the metrics, but instead of feeling equipped to conquer the search results, you just feel completely
It's
paralyzed.
the modern digital marketer's version of staring at the blank canvas. But, it's arguably worse because the canvas is already covered in numbers just screaming for your attention.
Yes. You know, the secret to visibility is hidden somewhere in that grid. But that
Honestly.
gap between having raw data and knowing exactly what to actually type into your CMS on a Tuesday morning, well, it feels insurmountable.
Exactly. And the bottleneck today is rarely a lack of information, right? It's a lack of clarity. Without clarity, teams just stall out and they end up creating content without a real plan.
And that pressure to publish something, really anything, just to keep up with competitors often leads to this frantic, directionless content creation. Well, today we are tearing up the spreadsheet.
Well, that.
And I should mention right up front, this deep dive was made possible thanks to information from Scopic. We are going to decode a strategy that shifts your focus away from chasing isolated queries and toward building a long-term compounding architecture of authority.
Which is such a critical shift for anyone listening.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if access to keyword data isn't the problem anymore, what is mathematically broken in the way most teams process this data?
So the fundamental flaw is treating keywords as static text strings, rather than dynamic human behaviors. Teams pull thousands of search terms and just try to map them one-to-one to an editorial calendar.
Which seems logical on the surface, right?
It does, but search engines, specifically Google, with all its advancements in natural language processing, they don't look at words anymore. They look at the underlying intent. If you don't understand the algorithmic reality of how search engines group concepts, you just end up throwing spaghetti at the wall. You either cannibalize your own content by writing five articles for the exact same intent, or you completely miss the mark on what the user actually wants to see.
I mean, so the goal is shifting from organizing words to organizing intent. The source material points heavily to keyword clustering as the structural solution to this overwhelm.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, for anyone who has been in the SEO space for a minute, clustering isn't exactly a new buzzword. So what has changed in the mechanics of clustering that makes it so critical right now?
Well, what's changed is how we define a cluster in the first place. Historically, a cluster was often based on semantic similarity. Like you'd use a tool to group everything containing the word software or management.
Right, just matching the letters, basically.
Exactly. But modern keyword clustering relies on SERP similarity, search engine results page similarity. It's the practice of grouping related search terms together based entirely on how Google's algorithm is currently treating them.
So it's not a text analysis, it's actually a behavioral analysis of Google's own output.
That's it. Let's look at the mechanism. An advanced AI clustering tool doesn't just look at two keywords and compare the text. It actively scrapes the top 10 ranking URLs for query A and the top 10 for query B.
Okay, and then it compares them.
Yes, it calculates the overlap. If, say, 7 out of those 10 URLs are the exact same pages, the AI mathematically determines that Google views these two distinct phrases as having the exact same user intent.
Oh, wow.
Therefore, they belong in the same cluster, and you should target them with a single, highly comprehensive piece of content rather than trying to split them up and chase them one by one.
That makes so much sense. It sounds like organizing a library. If you
Yeah.
just group books by surface similarity, like, I don't know, putting all the blue books together, nobody can actually find what they need. You have to group them by the intent of the reader.
That is a brilliant
Yeah, I
analogy.
guess. But how does a small team actually manage to do this without spending hundreds of hours manually sorting words? I mean, the sources outline a three-step process for this,
They
right?
do. And the first step is identifying your sieve keywords. You start with the audience. What core problems are they solving? What are they typing into Google when they actually need you?
Okay, so getting inside the customer's head. And then step two.
Step two is expanding the universe. You take those seeds and you expand into variations, questions, and long-tail phrases. And here is where people mess up. Completeness matters way more than search volume here.
Wait, really? Because usually SEOs just filter out the low volume stuff immediately.
I know, but if you do that too early, you miss the connective tissue of the cluster. You have to map the entire universe first. Then step three is grouping by intent.
separating terms by what the user is trying to do, like learn, compare, or decide.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is that AI clustering tools are essential for this step because they analyze how search engines actually respond to searches, not just how the words look on a spreadsheet.
Right, because doing that manually for thousands of words would be impossible. Okay, so if clustering is the foundation, how do we build a house on top of it? The conversation kind of shifts here from organizing words to organizing a website.
Yes, it shifts to topical authority. Google evaluates if a site genuinely knows a subject or if it's just, you know, churning out content.
Like trying to game the system.
Exactly. True topical authority means your rankings compound, they hold longer, and the trust spreads across related content.
The classic structure for this is pillar and cluster pages, right? Like a pillar page covers a broad topic comprehensively, while cluster pages dive really deep into specific subtopics.
And they all link back to the pillar, yes. This interconnected architecture proves to Google that you literally own the topic.
But let me push back a bit here. For a small business listening right now, competing with massive enterprise budgets sounds, it sounds impossible. If the big guys are publishing hundreds of pages, how do you win?
I hear that anxiety a lot. But the truth is, small businesses don't need to cover everything. They just need to cover their specific corner of the world more comprehensively than anyone else.
So it's about depth, not just sheer width.
Exactly. It's about strategically connected content, not just high volumes of random content. You don't have to beat the enterprise site on every topic, just your specific micro niche.
Go narrow, but go incredibly deep. I like that. But the theory of clustering is great. Executing it is where the overwhelm creeps back in, which brings us to this specific tool built to solve this exact bottleneck.
Right, because mapping this out manually will break your brain.
Enter ClusterView. This is a tool built by Scopic, and the sources describe it as the solution for when your ambition is real, but the path forward just feels like a maze.
Yeah, ClusterView is incredible. Its main feature is taking all that static data and turning it into an interactive, living visualization.
Because we're visual creatures. Staring at rows of text doesn't help us see the relationships.
Exactly. With ClusterView, you actually watch the clusters form in real time. Rankings animate week by week, and suddenly, content gaps become blindingly obvious.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The tool actually bridges the gap from planning to creation. It suggests what to write next based on your current rankings and those cluster gaps.
Yes, it effectively creates a prioritized content queue for your team. It takes all the guesswork out of Tuesday morning.
And the details are amazing. It imports lists from existing tools, runs the AI intent analysis, tracks performance, and it starts at just $29 a month with a free trial.
Which is wild because it's democratizing what enterprise platforms charge hundreds and hundreds of dollars for.
It really is. Yeah. And I want to make sure we map this to our listeners because you might be an agency head, a local shop owner, or a solo affiliate marketer. So let's connect the tool to these specific custom fits.
Good idea. Start with agencies. They need a repeatable, scalable process, right? A visual map makes client conversations so much easier than trying to explain a massive spreadsheet.
Totally. Just showing them the visual cluster is a light bulb moment. And what about in-house teams?
For them, it answers that midnight anxiety of, are we actually building in the right direction? It gives them a definitive roadmap.
And then you have local SEO specialists. Dealing with geographic complexity is usually a nightmare of duplicate content.
Oh, absolutely. But ClusterView helps handle all those city names and service areas without losing the strategic thread. You can see exactly what needs a local page versus a broad informational guide.
That makes so much sense. And finally, the solo affiliate marketers, they live and die by search intent.
They do. And this solves intent alignment for them. It helps them find those high-converting commercial terms like best or versus or review and map them directly to the informational clusters that actually drive the traffic.
Right, connecting the education to the conversion.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, across all these different roles, the goal is exactly the same. You are moving from scattered, reactive publishing to building a compounding asset.
It's a complete shift in operations. And I should add, for those who realize they need the strategy behind the tools, not just the software itself, Scopic Studios also offers full-service SEO.
Yes, research, strategy, execution. Sometimes you just need an expert team to build the architecture for you.
Which is often the smartest move you can make. So let's synthesize this journey as we wrap up. True SEO content planning isn't a list of keywords. It's a map of what to create, in what order, and why.
It's about systems. Systems that align with human intent.
So what does this all mean?
It means a profound psychological shift. The fear of falling behind transforms into confident, directed growth. You stop publishing randomly, and you start building a durable architecture that Google actually respects.
You trade the spreadsheet for a map. I love that. And I want to leave you, our listener, with a final provocative thought to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If Google's ultimate goal is to connect users with true experts, ask yourself, does your website currently read like a disconnected list of answers to random questions? Or does it feel like a fully mapped, interconnected brain on your topic?
That is the perfect question to ask. Because if it's an interconnected brain, you become undeniable.
You really do. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into keyword clustering and topical authority. Start looking at your content through this new lens, and we will catch you on the next one.